This is the show Never Heard That. Thanks for joining me. My name is Andrew Mukey. We're going to be listening to the track One More Dub by UK band The Clash from their 1980 triple album Sandinista. I got into The Clash all the wrong way around. It all started in about 1981 when I noticed this 12-inch single by The Clash in my brother's record collection. I was aware of the band's punk origins as well as the more recent London Calling single, but was surprised to see it there. This was for the single The Call Up, backed by the track The Magnificent Seven, including a remix version of each. I recently found out that it was an Australian-only release. Holy smoke, did that start a love affair between me and the band. I absolutely 100% wasn't expecting what I heard, which I found to be musical, sensitive, intriguing, and inspiring. I went and bought the Sandinista album soon thereafter, a thrifty-priced 36-track triple album. I loved it. I did not like every track, but over those three pieces of vinyl, they seemed to traverse just about every style of music possible. I found it extremely playful and wonderfully inviting. I know that there are fans who think that it should have been a single album, and even a band member or two may have had some skepticism, but I personally am stoked that they did what they did. For someone who knew them mostly as a punk band, it seemed extraordinary that just a few short years later would see them releasing that magnum opus. I know that I was not the only one, as this was also the start of their major success in the United States. I then went backwards with The Clash from there, getting my hands on the third album, 1979's London Calling, then second album, 1978's Give 'Em Enough Rope, and then finally the debut, 1977's The Clash. Being a privileged Australian, I didn't much get the first album, though I really liked Police and Thieves. I was much happier with their newer material and was thrilled when they released This Is Radio Clash in 1981, another mashup of styles that they had begun so successfully with Sandinista. My mate and I consider ourselves as the first Australians to buy the new album, 1982's Combat Rock, buying it as the manager of the Import Records store in Canberra, the unparalleled Impact Records, was unboxing the first copy, i.e. my copy, to place it on display. Ah, happy times. They became massive, and then it came crashing down. What a journey, though. I have read a lot of musical biographies and autobiographies over the years, and there is often a mention about Clash concerts and their incredible energy. I never did get to see one as I was too young. What I can do, though, is wonder at their impressive musical development over a very short period of time. In that, I think they are a shining beacon. Have a listen to this one. This is One More Dub by UK band The Clash from their 1980 triple album Sandinista. Stop wasting time.